Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's 2023, and yes, I made it. I say made it because sometimes we may feel like we are barely just making it. Now, it's time to transition into something different. Transitioning into loving it. Thanks for joining me and listening to the Trauma and Social Work podcast. I am your host, Tanya Octave, the Integrative Holistic Clinician. And over the next few months, the focus is on journaling and self-reflection. I took some time off to meditate about what was helpful to others. Sometimes that is hearing my voice with all my crazy ideas. Mostly, it's finding your voice. One way to do this is with some guided support. This season is about supporting you in your journey towards self-discovery. To accomplish this, two things are suggested. One, purchasing Heal Thy Mind, 7 Strategies Towards Mental Wellness, Happiness, and Success, and the complimentary journal, Journaling Towards Wellness, Happiness, and Success. Both are available on Amazon for a low cost. However, if money is a real challenge, contact me directly. I hope you can get the best out of this process. Remember that you also don't need the books to listen. You have choices and you can listen to this podcast in any helpful capacity. For each podcast episode, I will go through the journal touching on things that come up for me, both personally and professionally, and based on just countless of conversations. You will discover parts of my ego and personality as you get to know me through this process. Some you may appreciate, and some you'll just pass on. And all of that is absolutely okay. This journal practice is about you and ways to improve your wellness, happiness, and success. This is why I created this simple plan, the 7 strategies I keep talking about. Let's refresh. 1. O. is for observation to address one's spiritual health. 2. C is for compassion to address and manage one's ego health. 3. T. T is for therapy to address the mental and emotional health. 4. A is definitely for animals to address the playfulness and childlike behaviors, but also considering animals and pets to be supportive in this process. Then there's 5. V is for victims, one's nutritional health. 6. E is for exercise, one's physical health. And then there's 7. S. S is for socializing, relational health. But remember, keeping the primary focus on the self and less on others. This journal is a tool. Some cognitive behavioral stuff, a little play therapy with a dash of psychodynamic techniques. It is not therapy. You are not in treatment. This is not a nutritional consultation or means of doing biofeedback, all of which I'm qualified to do. However, you are simply a listener. I am trying to help those who can't afford, have time for, are nervous, or are antsy about good enough psychotherapy. This may be your first step. Maybe your only step. Maybe you're stepping through the front door. You're curious. And no matter what, you are taking the step towards wellness. You have many options in how you listen. You can decide to follow along with me in your journal. You can journal before or after you listen to this episode. Another idea may be to listen while engaged in another activity, such as walking, cleaning the house, or eating a healthy meal. You have options. It's your choice. And thank you for your support. But more importantly, thank you for your willingness to walk down the path towards wellness. So, let's get started. This podcast is not intended for medical, psychological, mental health, or legal advice. However, I am a licensed professional. This podcast is intended for information only. It is not a formal treatment. Although I provide nutritional consultations, this is not a nutritional evaluation. Although the benefits of biofeedback are positive, this podcast is not a formal treatment. By listening, you are agreeing to these terms. You should seek a professional for individual and specific questions regarding your overall wellness, happiness, and success. Remember, if you are experiencing a mental health crisis, call 911 or go to the nearest emergency room. Today, I reflected on what activities will I consider for fall, winter, spring, and summer. Do you remember back in elementary school, you know, when we had those rainy day schedules? You know, some kids liked it because they could stay inside and play with dolls or paint or even that game called Heads Up 7-Up, which I also enjoyed and appreciated as well. And then there were those kids who didn't like the rainy day schedule because it meant they felt they were stuck inside and they would rather be outside playing four squares or going up and down the jungle gyms or even playing dodgeball. There was just so much movement, so many opportunities for us when we were kids to move our bodies. And that was kind of what we reflected on. Back then, our movement still was based on being aligned with what was going on in nature. Because if you think about it, kids, they followed the seasons. It kind of prepared the schools for what to do when kids were inside and gave them other opportunities when kids were outside. And even the stuff like that occurred in middle school and high school during those years, the sports, there were certain sports that were played in the winter. I remember football, women's volleyball, basketball, which even got us well into the spring. And then there was water polo and golf. There were summer activities, but these were usually enjoyed with friends and family because year-round school was not as popular. Although now, in the aftermath of COVID, and now schools changing their structure, more students are in school during the summertime, and so sports are starting to be formed and develop around that. Hopefully this doesn't go away. I don't want to see less movement in our young people. That's not going to be good for their wellness. There is something to be said about moving the body, and that this aligns with the seasons. This aligns with fall, winter, spring, and summer. You know, nature has a way of keeping itself in balance. I like to mimic nature in many things that I engage with. It gives me opportunities to try activities and to move the body. Some of the stuff I like. And, well, others, I try it. It's difficult. Maybe I need to work in a different way, but I learn a lot of stuff in the process. And sometimes I may need additional support with how just movement of my body can fit into my busy lifestyle, like some of what you may be experiencing as well. I like change. This is just part of my personality. I like to try new things. This is exciting. I like to explore. I wasn't always born this way. You see, I struggled when I was little, I struggled a little bit getting out of my comfort zone. I struggled and I felt uncomfortable trying new things, especially if I had to do new things alone. I knew I wanted to work on this. I knew that this was part of some of the work that I needed to be done to come out of my comfort zone and to work on becoming more familiar or having more familiar experiences with doing things alone and trying new activities. I wanted to live my life making choices that gave me positive results. I know I didn't want to live a life in fear. You see, fear and avoidance was a sign to me that this was indeed some of the work I needed to do, something I needed to work through. It wasn't about overcoming fear. It was about working through the fear, working through the avoidance, and understanding what that type of work meant for me. When I try new things, this helps to calm the mind. It controls my anxieties, and most often, the fears go away. I can practice this simply by just trying new things, new sports, new activities, being open to other possibilities. And I learn more. I learn more and more about me. Now, let me put this back on your plate. I was once told by a professor of mine in social work many, many years ago that there are three things that people need: having resources, the willingness to change, and the ability to do. And I think about this in a little deeper way. The ability to calm the mind, calm the body, and listen to the spirit. Once this is balanced, once this is understood, the worries go away. The anger goes away. Yes, I say the anger. You know, those irritations that grow up inside of you, that give you these negative ways of thinking, negative ways of being, goes away. The irritations go away. Then you move towards wellness, happiness, and success. And am I saying that you can heal the mind by moving the body and connecting your movement that aligns with nature? What I am saying is your ability, willingness, and access to resources can motivate and encourage your openness to being curious about the Octaves method. Because you got to do it all. It's an integrative approach. It's not just one thing or the other. But you'll know when you're ready to try something new, trying something different, journal about the experience, and you will learn more about you. You will learn more about your personality. You'll learn more about the ego. And I don't speak much about this, but your superego may come up, particularly in terms of sports. I see this more when people experience a particular activity as if they're great, exceptional in the activity. Yeah, that's the superego. But let's not forget the id. The id can come up. And this is when the competition and childlike behavior show up in our personality. These are all opportunities for growth. This is why I support psychotherapy. There are opportunities for you to go deep, deep, even deeper within the core parts of who you are, to discovering, rediscovering your true authentic self, to understand. And once you begin the journey of understanding in this deep, intimate way, then you can explore if change is wanted, or even if change is needed. If this is part of your personality, the id, the ego, the superego, maybe there's a purpose in some way, and you have to understand that purpose. Maybe we have to understand things first before we make decisions about whether or not we should change things. I often find that people do the opposite. They want to change without fully understanding. And when change is made, happiness is not necessarily the outcome. Temporary happiness, maybe, but not the type of happiness I'm talking about. Life-changing happiness. That doesn't occur unless you understand.
So, back to the question. What activities am I considering for fall, winter, spring, and summer? Let's see. For fall, I like more indoor activities. You could try a gym or home, some sort of membership or classes. You could become curious about boxing or basketball, racquetball, maybe a little dancing, even belly dancing. Why not? You want to engage in more physical activities that heat up the body, and you want to sweat. This is good as we transition to the colder months. In nature, winter is really a place of relaxing, dormancy, calmness, and rest. This happens more natural in the animal kingdom. We can't be too dormant, but we can practice stillness. This is good. Let me give you an example. During the winter, try some weight training, and between the sets, practice stillness. Stillness of the mind and body. If you ever talk to weightlifters, this is what they do. During yoga class, we usually have stillness between postures. You know, the savasanas, the dead potty pose, which everyone really kind of appreciates. I know I do. Let's also note, in the animal kingdom, they may be less active, but they also slow down their digestive system. The fight, flight, freeze, or fawn system is quieter. So, if you want to align with nature, slow the body's practice to stillness, but also let's remember we have to slow down the digestive system. Spring. Woo, spring. Spring is a time to get out and allow the beauty of the vitamin D to do all the work. There may be many things to try outdoors. You can consider water activities. You can consider an activity in a group. Or maybe something you want to try alone first. Gardening is a physical activity, and there are also so many benefits for the mind and the spirit. This is an opportunity to feed the mind, to prepare for growth. I think of it like planting a seed. If I want tomatoes, I plant some seeds in spring. If I want wellness, I plant some seeds in spring. I feed the mind with seeds of doing some good deeds. Spring could be a time to volunteer. I feed the spirit with seeds of reading and lectures. I like to listen to words, listen to lectures, philosophical talkings. And sometimes I will create movement to what I hear. Some people do this through music. I do it through words. I like to listen. Then there are spring activities like going out on a boat. Yeah, I think this spring, that'll be what I'll do. Go on a boat, paddle boating, maybe a jet ski or two, going to a lake, you know, a different part in a different area that maybe I haven't traveled before. The little adventurous, but safe adventurous part of my personality. And when I arrive to the space, I sit and listen. I look, I hear, I feel, I taste, and I experience the moment. I am also going to set exercise goals for this spring, and I'm going to accomplish them. Ooh, then there's the transition into summertime. I don't get overconsumed with the heated temperatures. I don't give energy in the mind for this type of agitation. I rise early in the morning to move the body, and I move the body before I put the body to rest at night. In the summer, I walk more. In the summer, I'm a bit more active in the garden, a bit more active in the kitchen, and I go to farmers markets, a little bit more walking. I am going to try something new this summer. Aside from doing maybe some night hiking, it might be fun to experiment with, let's say, learning to throw arrows, archery. That'll be interesting to see how my coordination works. And maybe a little snorkeling here and there. There are an abundance of new things to experiment with, an abundance of new opportunities for you to be with you. You have the resources. You can use your abilities to grow and learn from within. And if you're on your healing journey, when you think about what you would consider, what comes up for you? What options come up for you to be aligned with nature that moves you towards wellness, and you can move your body accordingly? For fall, winter, spring, and summer, become curious about your process. This process is not the same for everyone. The work I have to do may not be the same work you need to do. I encourage you, in any capacity you feel will move you towards growth is warranted, to move your body so that you get to know you, so that you love, forgive, and can still show compassion towards yourself as you embrace new activities, new opportunities, and new ways to grow. So when you think about the journal reflection, explore what activities you will consider for fall, winter, spring, and summer. Ask your body, ask your mind, ask your spirit, what does it need? Get the mind out of the way. It can distract you and let you believe that it won't work. Go out there, have fun, be safe, enjoy, and embrace your willingness to bring your body into balance and move towards wellness, happiness, and lots of success. Thank you for listening to the Trauma and Social Work Podcast. I am your host, Tanya Octave. Please share this podcast with others. Like, if there is a button to do so, and subscribe to my channel. This helps me know the work is meaningful, and I will continue to share simple techniques to help you move towards wellness, happiness, and success. This is also part of the bigger plan, a movement towards affordable group sessions and annual retreats. I will end by saying, in order to complete the journey of life successfully, everyone needs to evolve spiritually. Ancient Kemetic proverb.